Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's right. Tom's back. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, a professor of leadership and business at Daniel Webster College. He's an entrepreneur himself. He's a filmmaker, producer, screenplay writer, and just a multi-talented guy, and he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
And just a quick update on the film that you're making this year. You're almost in production. You're within a month or so of starting the film, aren't you?
Yes. So spintheplate.com, you get all the information. But we're getting ready to go, and we're getting the cameras ready and the lights ready. And it takes about 6 to 9 months to get a feature film like this together.
Right.
And now we're in the fundraising stage. So
all right.
Yeah, so we're...
If they go to spintheplate.com, can they find the link to how to help if people want to contribute to it?
They sure can.
And you're not taking a lot of money from anybody, just a little bit from a lot of people.
Yeah, so most of our donations are going to be $25 or $50.
All
in
right.
Return, you get a little poster, you get a copy of the streaming copy of the movie and things like that. So we're
right.
Giving away nice little things.
Great
deal. I took an idea from your book, The Age of the Customer, on this, is that most people, when they do fundraising, don't really give anything of value to the customers,
mm-hmm.
and unless you give a lot of money. So I took an idea from you and said, let's start giving things of value earlier in the process, since most of the people are going to give $25 or $50 anyway.
Right.
So
right.
Most people don't give a digital streaming of the movie until you give $100, hoping that will incent people.
Right.
I think that actually disincents people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought
good.
That was good advice, so I took it. And,
good, I appreciate
that'll
that.
That'll be good.
So finally I helped somebody with this thing. That's good. Hey, Tom, I was telling the audience... the idea of dealing with difficult people, and I was saying that we probably didn't have anything to talk about because customers are never unreasonable, and employees never have an attitude. We never have any kind of problems with vendors. Difficult people. Who has to deal with difficult people?
I know, really. Fortunately, we don't have to deal with them all that often, but when we do, it's good to have a bag of tricks, like everything else. It's good to have something in your arsenal that can help you. I originally got the idea of this when I was writing my first book from a book called Coping with Difficult People by Richard Bramson. And he says, one of the things you do is you label the behavior.
Ah.
If you label the behavior, it allows you to depersonalize it. And so you're not, it's not you versus them. It's just, okay, I have a situation, I've diagnosed the situation, and
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to work on it. And psychologically, I think that makes a huge amount
that
of difference.
That is something I learned from Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, the late author of The Road Less Traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in his book, he said that there are two kinds of people in the world. There are people with character disorders, and then there's another kind. I'm trying to think of the name. I'll think of it in a second. But he said that the people with character disorders, you can never help them because it's always somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
The other
mm-hmm.
people. And I don't know why I can't say the name they use. I'll think of it in a second. He said those people, they're always blaming themselves. He said those people you can work with. You can deal with those people. But the other people with character disorder, he said you can never help them. So it helped me to realize what kind of to put people in those two. He said almost the world's almost divided into those two groups of people. And I think he's right about that. And so whenever you're dealing with somebody, and when you can find, if you can find out, you know, who are they mad at? Are they putting some of it on themselves, or is everything always about somebody else's problem? You know, I think that helps. What do you think?
I think it does. I think it does. And
neurotic. Neurotic is the other term. I just couldn't get out 1 minute ago. He says you're either neurotic or you have character disorder. Now, obviously, you know, you and I are one or the other, but that doesn't mean we're not functioning. The people who came to see him as a psychologist, they were having difficulties, right? But
right.
But I think we deal with neurotic people in our world, and we deal with people with character disorder.
Sure. Sure. And Carl Jung said everyone's a little neurotic, but that just makes things interesting.
Right, right.
So let me go through a couple of the different categories. And the first one's the exploder, and that's the person who just goes off and yells and screams. And that can be very difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got adrenaline fueled by that person, and then that will also often kick in the fight or flight reflex on our part, which also kicks in adrenaline, and that's just not a good mix. So by labeling the person, you're going to not have as much adrenaline or no adrenaline go through. But here's the deal. You cannot deal with that person while they're yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you put your hand up like a traffic cop, so up like this, and say, stop. That's all you do is you say, stop. You don't point at them because that's threatening. That's just
but
going
pointing
to
is so much
adrenaline.
Fun, Tom.
I know. And the other thing is, you don't say stop acting like a child.
I mean, if I can't point at him, how can I say, look, dude?
Well, you're gonna say that in a sec. So you hold your hand and say stop.
You were worried me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you say stop, and then the explosion is stop, and then you say, look, you can't do that. I'm working here. That's not going to do it. So after they're done, you can perhaps deal with their issue, but you can't do anything while they're screaming at
mm-hmm.
you. And putting your hand down like the traffic cop will work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only had to use it a few times, but every time I've used it, it has worked like a charm. So, and by the way, it also works over the phone, but you almost have to mentally put your hand up like a traffic cop
mm-hmm.
and not get involved in things, because lots of people will sit there and they don't have a lot going on in their lives or whatnot, so they take it out on the poor girl at Burger King because their fries aren't
mm-hmm.
as warm as they would like. That's where they get their, that's where they get to takes it out of people, because those people are trained to not
right.
say anything. And
we're
going to
talk about some more of these kinds of difficult people after these messages. Tom, give us your website, please.
Yeah, TomAnastasi.com.
Check it out. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.